Shir Yud Gimel Pesachim continued by the Rosh Yeshiva Yud Tes Cheshvan Heitav Shemem Vav, November 3rd, 1985, on Sunday continued.
Halacha Yud. Echod ha'isim yitzel ha'atzim, echod ha'isim yitzel ha'achayim. Nivorech kinem ha'siyos ha'shom tivim tivim ha'asis. Avo nivorech shilono ha'am yitzel yitzel ha'atzim. Hoyu ufana kutzes ha'abim, nivorech ha'shom yitzel yitzel ha'amitzim. Elo nivorech ha'vlach ha'zachad, nivne ha'atzimo yitzel ha'chlekes ha'gimor, but that's the way you pass. Halach Yudal. Here is the most relevant. Kolo is a mitzvah, bein shoyim sochivo, bein sheino chivo. The Rambam said before, the amitzvah the tachivo and the amitzvah the tanat chivo. So he says, when a person does a mitzvah, whether it's a chivo, it's a mas, or not a mas, so, imoso is a laatznei niborech lasis. If he does it for himself, then he uses the lotion lay, not how. Also, in solachire, mivorech ala asiyah. Kate, lovash tiyum, mivorech on yach tiyum. Nisatim bititis, mivorech li nisatim. Yoshav bisuko, mivorech leishim bisuko. Bicheinu, mivorech lahad lipnir shal shabes, lignir as hal. Bicheinu, kovar mizuzi, libeisei, he himself, was created a mizuzah, mivorech l'kriya mizuzah. Also, makel l'gagei, mivorech shom tzidu b'tzibon l'asis makel. Hifrish kumo l'atzmei, mivorech l'afrish. Mol l'znei, his own son, the Rambam is chilek on Rashi. Rashi says, according to Maskonot Gimore, that we pass him like a pope or a pape, all depending who is, who says what, that he that it's al biyochometz on the mele by mele, it's also even the father is now. So it's al amil. But the Rambam holds that even according to the Vandoma who says al biyochometz, but by mele, if the father himself is now, he doesn't say al amil, but lomen. Moses named both on the Shoha Pisa will be gossing the boy of Lishrei. Avo Mikova Mizuzo Lachirin, Mivorech, Haokriyas Mizuzi. Osle Maki, Mivorech, Halasiyas Mak, Hifrish Lehem Kumo, Mivorech, Halafroshas Kumo, Molesh Ben Chaberei, Mivorech, Halamil, Kinko Kayitzideu. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, if a person, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah, that could be fulfilled by himself. Or he could tell somebody else to do it for him. So then it depends. If he does it himself, let's say he's kibbeya mizuzah himself, so then he says, likbeya mizuzah. If he tells somebody else to not keep the mizuzah, so then if somebody else says, alkibbeya mizuzah. Alkibbeya mizuzah. All right. Now, so according to that cloud, it should follow that he, if somebody will, let's say, wash his hands himself, now washing hands himself, it's not the mitzvah should be good for him. You don't have to pour water yourself. You can ask a friend of yours to pour water over your hands. So then, now here it's not a good example. Suppose he shafts, not the first one. So if he shafts a behemoth, so if he shafts the behemoth himself, he wants to eat the bosom, and he is a sheikh, and he shafts. So then he should say, Lishchet, if he tells the sheikh to shaft it for him. So then, he should say, Alashim. That's how you should follow. But you'll see later. I mean, that in regard to Shrita, he doesn't say it. Right. No. But the Rambam says, in Halacha Yudbeis, Halacha Yudgimel, that if the mitzvah is a mitzvah that could be done by himself and could be done by others for him, so then, it depends. If he does it himself, he says loy. And if it's done by others, the other says al. Suppose he does the mitzvah for himself and for others. אם היו מצווה שאין לכם בו מבורך על העשייה, לפיכך הוא מבורך על מצווה סייר. In other words, so, if let's say you're fraction, so it's not a must. Suppose he decides not to do any locha for Shabbos, so then he doesn't make an abortion. But he's interested in doing the locha for Shabbos. So he makes an abortion, and he makes it not only for himself, and not only for his midwives, he makes it for all the inhabitants of the sea. Liu hold near Yirazois, he says. So then, how does he say? Not Lasi Sehu, but Al Mitzvah Sehu. Al Mitzvah Sehu. So he says, Oso ha mitzvah loyu achirin kehot, I hoitso mitzvah shein achivo, miborich alasim, לפיכך הוא מבורך על מצווה. But suppose the mitzvah that he does for himself and others is a must, הוא שחיבו ונשחבן להיצי עצמם יחיבו ולהיצי אחרים, מבורך לעשות. לפיכך הוא מבורך לשמי הכל שלי. So far, the Rambam mentioned two criteria. One is that if it is, well, I mean, three criteria. So, one criteria is that if a person does a mitzvah that is a must, where he does a mitzvah himself, whether it's a must or it's not a must. Chivo in chivo. He says like, if it's a must. That's one criterion. Then the other criterion is, the other guideline is that if he does the mitzvah, for himself and for others. And it's a mitzvah that is not a must. So then he says, the third guideline is, that if he does the mitzvah for himself and for others, and it's a must, so then he says, Mishmei HaKol Shefar, even though he does it not only for himself, but he makes the whole tzibur in the shul. But in as much as it's a must on him, so mele he says like, there's the third criteria. Now, then in Halacha Tesvot, he mentions a fourth criteria. Not alas halule, mivorech al nitilas lule, shekidin sheibie yotzo yedechivosi. אבל בירך קדם שיתאיר, מבורך ליטו לולך מילי שיתבסוק. מכאן אתה לא מי, שהמבורך אחר שעושו, מבורך על העשייה, now, how is it possible? אחר העשייה, but the Rambam Shitty is, that אחר העשייה עושו, even the Eben, he can't say the Roche, the answer is, if there is no additional kill, he finished already. But if there is an additional kill, even if it is Shorin Yitzchok, then the Rambam is made it, that if he didn't do it, Kedem Asiyosom, he does it after he fulfilled the Inshah Mitzvah. As long as there is still a Shorin Mitzvah left that he did not fulfill as yet. So he says that if somebody took the Lulet, so then, he's reciting the Broche, so in view of the fact that he was already a Yitze, the Ikachiyu, so Mele, he says, Al Mitrasu. But suppose he wants to say the Broche before he picks up the Ruet, and all the Daud meaning, So then he says, little is all. We are not made like that. Learn the Bible itself. But there's a Shiras Rambam. Avon Birach Kidim Shiditei, Mivorech little Lule. Mulei Shibasuka, Mikato Wame, Shamborech Hachasho, so Mivorech Halasi. So the fourth criterion is that if somebody does a mitzvah after the Ikara mitzvah was already fulfilled, Ikara mitzvah or an aspect of the mitzvah was already fulfilled, so then he says out, even though he does it only for himself and it cannot even be delegated to others. There's the fourth question. Avo nitilas yadayim ushrite hoilu vidivri oshusei afu shochat latzmei niborech lashrite v'al kiso adam v'al nitilas yadayim. Even if he shechat latzmei and not latzmei lachem. Now the question is, but that's inconsistent with what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Aloche Yitveitz, in Aloche Yudale, so he says, Koleitze mitzvah ben shoyin sochivo, ben shein ochivo, in also is el atzmei, only le atzmei, is mivorech lasis. So even if it's not a chivo, or not a chivo, a reshus, but if he does it only for himself, not for himself and others, but only for himself, he says, lay. So shrite is not a chivo. But he does it only for himself. He's the only one who is going to eat the chicken. And he shachs it himself. So then he should say, lishchet, not lashchito. So why does the Rambam say, Avotosidayim ushchito, hoyu vidivrio shusei, apim shochat laatzme, nivorech lashchito, ba'otiso adam ba'otosidayim. That's his theory. So the Kesef Mishne asks that kasha. One second. So the Kesef Mishne is that kash. Ach koshe she kosa b'tchilas bo ben shoy so chivo ben shein no chivo im oso iso la'atzmi b'voeh la'asins. So why does he say by shchite in view of the fact that it's a reshus? So mele even if he shechts it only for himself, he says ala shchito. L'kach yesh lema, that's the ultimate character in the Kesef Mishne. V'tlotik av menino. So the Kesef Mishne is in Daif and Roshna Rambam, there are three categories. Chivo, Eina Chivo, but Mitzvah, but, and then Rishus. So he says, Yitlotik Amin, Chivo, Veina Chivo, Udvar Rishus. Und to Asidai Mishkite in Divri or Rishus, Shari Epshalei Shalelech El Boso, Veloi Dorosh Yisroch, Yitlotik Asidai, Elo Peris Yerotis. אבל אירו ואחר פי שאין החיבו מצווה לא בלעסירו שלא ישכח לי את זה. So the Rambam, the Kedishni is Midai, the Roshna Rambam, there are three categories. Bichidesh, Mitzmash. So in other words, there is Chivo, Ein Chivo, and Rishus. So, vis-a-vis Chivo, so the Alochi is that even if he does it for himself and for others, let's say like Sheikah, which is a Chivo, Mitzmash, and he does it for himself and others, so then it's lit. vis-à-vis in a chayva bat mitzvah. Vis-à-vis in a chayva bat mitzvah, like el tafshil in el chatzeres. So then it depends. So then, if he does it for himself, he says lay. And if he does it for himself and others, then he says out. And these are the rishus that is not mitzvah altogether. So even if he does it exclusively for himself, he says out. Now the question is, why is, let's say, shchite and mitzvah yodayim different? Why is shchite different than erev tafshil? Both are not a must. Shchit is not a must. He doesn't have to share. He doesn't want to eat and meat. He doesn't have to share and eat. And erev tafshil is not a must either. So by erev tafshil we say, if he does it only for himself, then he says lay. Only when he does it for himself and others. But if he does it exclusively for himself, he says lay. And by shchite, even if he does it for himself, exclusively for himself, he says ala shchite. So the Mishnah says, because here of tafshil, while it's not in us, but the mitzvah there is. There is a mitzvah. Then he explained it, why it's a mitzvah. Because it's a good thing, it's a proper thing to be done. Because, true, he doesn't do just to do melacha, but maybe you'll forget and you'll do something. So he explains why it's a mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah. But the first dying is no mitzvah. Now, I don't understand. Seems superficially it appears that shchite and mitzvah yodayim on one hand is the same as erev tafshil because both are obligatory. In other words, erev tafshil is obligatory if he wants to do melacha for Shabbos, he wants to cook for Shabbos, and shchite and mitzvah yodayim are also obligatory if he wants to eat the shchite. If he wants to eat fast, so why is one called in chivo but mitzvah, and the other one is called bishop? So we have to understand. Now, he didn't come to Rosh Hashanah. He said, "V'kachu miborech al diu chometz, bein sheborach la'azme, bein sheborach la'achere, shemisho shegoma b'li b'li b'atel nazes mitzvah sabiyo." Kedim Shiyivdi, and she is wearing it, the Rambam has a unique shita. The reason is why Papa Rapope says that by Dikas Chometz, the Yusha HaBorocha is Al, even if he does it by himself, because it's like Ruach. Because one aspect of the mitzvah was already Mikhail. Because Bittul is also a chim of Tashbis. It's the Rambam Shikhe. So Mele, the moment he decides to be buried, he already made up his mind that he's going to get rid of the Chometz, whatever he finds. So in other words, he already has adopted a negative attitude of the Chometz. He has no regard for Chometz. So there is Bittul. Before he starts looking into the corners and into the crevices and the cracks of the house. So he already adopted a negative attitude of Chometz, and that's bitter, and he doesn't require any verbalization, according to the Rambam. So it's like Ruach. He was already Mikayim. It's one aspect of the mitzvah of Bia Chometz, the aspect of bitter. Now then I look at the Zion. Kodobo shun yinek af opi shun yinek nidimu kinek tu asarobe bishvi shalchad בין צורכים מאמיני כחון כי כרסאו בראש חודושים ובכי שומעים של פסח עם בוחן וכן כל דבר שהסתפק לכו מתום ברוכן לב איסמי סיבלי ברוכן ולילה מיזוי עודם בברוכה שמצריכו ויער בברוכה שצריכס וכן לא מדומה בכל מן הבוחן so the Rambam Shiki is that I'm in Minech so you're not the Baruch yeah, the Shemi so who say that we are the Baruch but one should not make the mistake and think that with the Shemi who say we are the Baruch and Minech that only Nogin come within that category it's only a Minech that Besnagot was money או חך מהמסיר או אמני לצילה איך לשחידש חלרן לשחידש או חלרן חלמית של פסח so that's only minik according to the Rambam if somebody fails to fulfill a minik that Beznagodu was manik even though Beznagodu did not enact it with Teres Takone but only with Teres Minik so he's able to source all that Zivav is also. So on that kind of minig, the Arishenim who hold that he can, there is a boch, but he hunts it on you. It's also. But no one will say that since the Ramor says that we go and Tashrich, Rosh Hashanah, that before when you have closed the river, so you will say, Asher Tishon Mitzvah, 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 or lasses kaporas, no one would say that. So it's only a minig that Beznagodu or the Chachmei HaKabbalah were manik, and not there is a shita of Rabban Bongoyim, I think, that you are Boruch al HaTfileh when you go Tfileh Erev Kippur. Why? Because that has a basis in the Medrash. That one should be table out. So that's why, of course, it's it. We don't pass for like that. But we do pass in regard to Hallel that we say a Bochum. But the Rambam Shiti is that on Hallel, that on Hallel Shredesh, when it's only in Sadmine, even though according to the Rambam, if somebody will not say Hallel Shredesh, for Nisha Pinsa, the devil is also, but there is no Bochum. Now, the Mechaba pastors like Ramah, there are more pastors like this, is that there is a Bruch. There is a Bruch. I mean, the Rav Shulchan Aruch pastors that the Shliach Tzibur should say a Bruch and should be having to be made see the whole Tzibur. And my father, Sminek, was also like that. He didn't say Broche, but he always asked the Shliach Tzibur to be Mechave, to be made Tzim with the Broche, because of Shliach Rambam. Alright, anyway, I didn't go over the Raivet because I want first to explain the Rambam. If I go over the Raivet, I might become involved in the Raivet, I would never have an opportunity to discuss the Shliach Rambam. Because this Indian, our mind came and soft, you know. Once we short ride it, you know. So he mentions several mitzvahs and the discussion of each mitzvah. It might, you know, involve you, you know. Now, the first thing that we have to discuss in the Rambam is that chiddush that is muchach from the Roshna Rambam, as the Keset Mishneh points out, that there are three categories: chevo, ima chevo for mitzvah, and rishus. What is it? Just the pirush amiras. What does ima chevo mean? It's not in us. You're not obligated to it. So, why is Shchite different? Shchite different than Erev Tashem. Now, I think I mentioned it when we learned Chum in Shchite, Eben Ezra, the performance in Ezra wrote the Sefer HaMitzvah in Seyd Meir. Now, you'll find sometimes a certain person, you know, will write an article, you know, people say there's an expression in English, little knowledge is more dangerous than no knowledge. Somebody who knows that he has no knowledge is not dangerous. The danger consists of the people who have little knowledge and they consider themselves as big experts. I mean, when you render a judgment on theory, the Chachmah Yisrael, you will find articles even by Rabbonim who consider themselves as tzaddikim. They'll write about the Ezra. The Ezra was not such a big one. He was a big Mefoesh, he was a Bible scholar, but he was a poet, he was this, he was that. He was a mathematician, he was everything. He was a big chess player because he brought over the chess game from Persia, from Iran, into Europe. The chess game that's, you know, Shach is the name of the Persian king. So he brought it over. They didn't know of chess in Europe. But whether Ben Ezra was a traveler, not a fellow traveler, Shalom, but as a traveler, he traveled all over the world. So he was in Persia, and he liked the chess game because it involves a lot of seichel. So he brought it over to Europe. So he was a chess player, he was this, he was that, he was a colorful person. But the long common scholar he was. If you go over the Seyd Meir, which is the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so you will see that the Rambam scrolling which mitzvahs have to be listed, which mitzvahs don't have to be listed, the mitzvahs of Nafidehres don't have to be included, and then Halokia mitzvot do not have to become separately, all kinds of quality. The Ben Ezra has listed. And as a matter of fact, the Rambam, in one of his letters, talks of the Bavoni Ben Ezra in such superlative terms. I mean, it's marvelous. He compares him to Avraham Avinu. His name was Avraham, but the Rambam compares him to Avraham Avinu. And the Rambam was not imagined, you know, when they deliver a hesped on someone whose name is Avraham, so they compare him to Avraham. If they deliver a hesped on somebody whose name was Yaakov, so they will compare him to Yaakov. And if his name was Moshe, they will compare him to Mishpatim. The Rambam was not of good caliber. And he compares him to Avraham Avinu. So you can understand, I mean, what a great person the Ben Ezra was, that the Rambam, I mean, was so impressed with him. So the Ben Ezra has a Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a short Sefer HaMitzvahs. He saved me all. But you'll find a lot of loneliness in it, if you concentrate on it. So the Ben Ezra says, there are certain mitzvahs, but we cannot equate one mitzvah with the other. He says, there is a mitzvah of and there is a mitzvah of shrikah. So he says, can you compare the mitzvah of shrikah with the mitzvah of putting on tefillin? Somebody doesn't put on tefillin, is he kakaf or not tefillin? But somebody doesn't share. So he could be the biggest tzaddik in the world, he doesn't share. So, in other words, if he wants to eat meat, he has to share. Either he shares it or somebody else shares it for him. But it's not the mitzvah, he says. There was one Jew, he says, in Rome, that the Ezra was all over the world, so he stayed a substantial time in every major city in the world. So he stayed in Rome for a long time. So he says there was one Jew who had a habit. Every day in the morning he would get up and then he would go from house to house and he would say to the host of the house or the hostess, the boss of ice, say, maybe you have a chicken and you would like to eat the chicken. So, of course, who would like to eat the chicken? Says, I'll shut the door. And he did it without getting paid. He had no Davis Panos, he was probably a rich man, he had real estate. So he did it every day, so he spent the day in being the Chazal HaTzochi and asking someone, the Balabais, to give him a chicken to share. in order not to, to do chesed to the people, to the rich, to the rich people, to the poor people, everybody, in order to be kind of mitzvah of shtick. That's what it means. So, the Nezre is mocking the practice. Mocking. He's laughing, he's ridiculing it. He's mocking the practice. Why is he mocking the practice? Why? Because there is no chiyuv to shechet. If you want to eat, you have to shechet. But if somebody, this man, so when he shechet him off, for somebody else, he didn't get paid for it. He made it for him. He was the kind of mitzvah now. He was the kind of mitzvah, so why is it such a ridiculous practice? Why is it such a ridiculous practice? Now, there is, I won't mention the name, but I'm sure that everyone knows about him. I mean, more than I know. He's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Israel, and he is accustomed to put on 18 telescopes. 18 telescopes. 18 telescopes. Why? Because for every telescope is in time mitzvah. I'm not marking it. I mean, if my father didn't do it, I don't think that any other God would do it, but nothing to mark it. He's in time 18 mitzvahs. He's in time 18 mitzvahs. And of course, he's sorry how he made, I mean, even though he's the only, I mean, Rosh Yeshiva, I suppose, since Frias, since Seishas Immigrations, who does it? I mean, but something to mark it. Why is something to mark it? I mean, why should you mark at someone who does a mitzvah, who brings himself with a hero? So then, you have to mark it, anyone who puts on even 1 telescope. As a matter of fact, with the Reise, you're not mechuyev to put down a telescope. If you put down a baggage or other countries, you have to put in some. But still, the Gemara says that the Vigne de Vitre, if a person doesn't wear a telescope, he's neneshal. He's neneshal. Vigne de Vitre. Vigne de Vitre. In time of anger by HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Jewish people, see, when the Hashkochei is figuratively angry at the Klal Yisrael, then a Jew is nemesh for not wearing the household. Why should he nemesh? After all, there is no chiyuv with him. So, apparently, there is, it's a good midah to bring yourself to Yechid. To bring yourself to Yechid. That's the reason why that Rosh Yeshiva, he puts on 18 telescopes. Because the Gemara says, Bine to Ritre is Nenesh, so.
He puts on 36 telescopes.
What?
I heard he puts on 36 telescopes.
He will not be able to face it. Even if he puts on 36, he'll be in kind 36 mitzvahs. If it can be physically done, he'll be in kind 36 mitzvahs. So, and then, so why did he market this man? I'm sure the Mezra wouldn't mark at this position. Wouldn't mark it. Whether he would admire it or not, it's another question. But you would be marketing? What is there to market? 80 mitzvahs? What is there to market? What is there to market? But, so, why did he market it at that time? He did a reasonable thing. He had to do it, but after all, he had, so many brochers, he was shechting so many times. Apparently, from the Ebenezer Miro, it appears that when somebody shechted the Enes, there is no tumult. But the Rambam says, "Shemistadinu nishchet kishemiyot alechet."
Mm-hmm.
One second, please. No, but it shouldn't go on me. The Rambam says, "Mitvesese in Gerikalat Mechashchita Lohalet, Mitvesese Sheyishchei." So it is in the sense. Now, I would like to know, there is a loch of facing the needs the problem that needs. Suppose somebody shechts again, and the Gemara says that if somebody is Shin Rabbeidem, and only comes and he asks for Nidobe, so he's fine. Because of that, Rabbi Yisip says that the Shin Rabbeidem has a Dina Vishnah Socha, because he gains the prote that he's put up to give to the Oni while he's engaged in the Shinah Rabbeidem. So suppose a shechet is also a shechet. Second way. And then under the new income, he's a potter of giving him a putter on. It's a mitzvah. While we say that only a mitzvah that is chaybo. So there is the aloha is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. But something that is not chaybo, ain't a chaybo. Like Shrike, because he doesn't have to eat. He can refrain from eating Bosa. And not Shech. There is no racing Mitzvah in a Mitzvah. That's not so. The Locha racing Mitzvah, but in a Mitzvah applies to all Mitzvahs. Even Mitzvahs that are not Chayim. For example, Kedushin. Is he also Mitzvah Sei to get married? No. But if somebody wants to marry a woman, so he has to marry her, I'll be Gush. That's the Lashon HaRamba. The Lashon HaRamba. Mitzvah Reish Yudimu. Shetzibonu Lidl Bidushin, Din Lose Yisgobo Biyadayisho, Oy bishtar, oy bidio. Vizoi mitzvahs kedushin. And the Gemara says, so kedushin is in the sese shein lachaybo. Kedushin is in the sese shein lachaybo. Like tzitzes, you know, and like shchite. In other words, if he wants to be married, he cannot get married in court. Marry a common law wife. But he has to marry full version. But he doesn't want to be married, he wants to remain a bachelor. All right, so he has a few of period of video, okay, but suppose he can't have children anyway. So he doesn't have to get married. He doesn't have to get married. So it's an enachim. And still, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that Chosin is put on Krishna because he's important. So it's true, the Rosh explains it on the basis of the mitzvah of Piriyah Vavidya. But according to the Rambam, it's not on the basis of the mitzvah of Piriyah Vavidya. But it's on the basis of the mitzvah of Gish, even though it's a mitzvah of Shemachim, it's not in us. So we see that the aloche of basic mitzvah, but my mitzvah is not limited to a mitzvah of Chim. And all of the Shem Tetzves, all of the Shem Tetzves, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Hashbo, they all say that Eisig Mitzvotna Mitzvah is only Shayach when he's stoned. The Otto Mishiyeshle Tzitzes V'Digdei, so he'll be put there of giving the Putel of me, because he has Talskotten, so he doesn't have to do that. Only when he's occupied. He's occupied. So that's the reason. There's the implication being, suppose he is occupied, let's say he put on a baguette, and then he immediately starts putting it, he says, and then another egg knocks it off, so he's put out. Because he stopped. Even though it's not a mask, he can take off the baguette, and that's all. He has to wear a jacket. So let him not wear a jacket. Not this jacket. So we see that Aloha of Eisig Mitzvah applies even to mitzvahs that are not chayv, they're not a must. So they should apply to Shchita too. While he's told in Shchita, he's but it's not his stuff. It's not his stuff. Now, there is a Tshuva Sarash. I don't remember which one. How is it? So the Rashbo was asked, how is it that the Chachamim were not misakin in Broch and Yashi? And Dushin, there is a Broch. And the Rambam says, the Rosh Hashanah says, it's not a Berzah. That's the Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam Shiti is, it is a Berzah. And that's why the Rambam says that the Berzah Seresen is to be recited, Kilma Dush, it's a Berzah Mitzah. So the Kashkor, and most Hashem agree with Rambam, that it's a Birksa Mitzvah, that there is a Boch.
Yes, so don't they
one second, please.
For explanation, you may have to give to the ring.
No, it's not Birksa Mitzvah. It's a Minkes. When you go to wedding, you should watch it more attentively. So you will see that the Boch, unless there are some Rabbonim in Chicago who are leading the way, but so far I haven't heard of it. Everything is possible, you know. And maybe somebody will pass through like the Rosh and the Raibet, I mean, not like the Rambam. But so far, you are the first one who's telling me that. I haven't seen it yet. So anyway, so the universal practice is like the Shiva's Rambam, or like exactly no. The Rebbe Kaseras decided before he puts the ring on the bride's finger. So, the Birkas Harrison is recited. So the Rashi was asked, why is he there in Brochen and Gersh? Strange inquiry. So the Rashi gives the Teretz, there is no Brochen and Gersh, only on Dushin, because Dushin is a mitzvah. Gersh is not a mitzvah. On the contrary, every Gerash, except in the case where Hashem Sholem the woman committed adultery. So, if it's not that case, so then there is a Nidnut Avere in being the Garish's wife. Because the Gemara says, Kolam Garish Ishter Vesheno Apil Mizbeach Merotmut. It's not an Avere more, but it's a Nidnut Avere. So how can there be a Brochen? How can there be a Brochen? So that's what it says. So Gereshin there is no mitzvah, Dushin there is a mitzvah. Now what does the Rashbo mean? That Gereshin there is no mitzvah of giving the get? Now the Chinuch says, and that's the Shittas Rambam too, the Chinuch says, the mitzvah, I think it stopped Kufa and Tess. in several sense, in several sense, because of the Sefer Christus, that if somebody divorces his wife, he sends her away, he's not with her, he abandons her, and he refuses to give a get, so he's rebutting every minute the message arises, because of the Sefer Christus. It doesn't mean that he's saying to divorce your wife. It means that if you decide to divorce her, to send her away, you don't want to live with her, then you are mechuyev with the right to give her a get. A get that is written, he does give it. And this is the Rambam also. The Rambam says, mitzvah reish for veis. Who only is born because of the Sefer Christus. Who is born to the mitzvah, so the shrines in Sakhazit. So it's the same like mitzvah's Lushin. The ratio dinner, mitzvah ratio dinner, he should keep on living with Lushin. He lost his double the alienation, the shower will be it. So only if he wants to get married. So then he has to get married to Lushin. So here too, if he wants to divorce his wife, he has to divorce her, not by simply telling her, get out, I don't want you. But he has to give her a get. He has to give her a get. So why is it by Dushin there is a Nitroche, and here there is no Broche. So the Rashba says, there is a Nidun Taveir. There is a Nidun Taveir. Once he decided, you know, to get rid of her, so isn't kind of mitzvah. Isn't kind of mitzvah. 1 second. So apparently, from the Rashba it's mashma that when somebody is regarding his wife, he's not kind of mitzvah. He's not kind of mitzvah. The country called Kalamdarish Shirishino, having his Beachmir of Mois, and then says he can't meet also. His Beachmir of Mois, for the same time he can't meet. That's possible, I mean, it's kind of simple. His Beach is Mir of Mois, that he has sunk to such a state that he has to give her a get. That meets all his life. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not possible, but just not to stop him. That his Mizbeach is married of Moed, and she is Mikhail Mitzvah. So, in other words, there are certain Mitzvahs I say, but we see from the Rashba, there are certain Mitzvahs I say that if you don't do it, you have an Aver, you have a battle. But when you do do it, you're not Mikhail Mitzvah. Just as there is such a thing as a Mitzvah Yunis. Without being mechuyev to do it, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. So, there is such a thing, conversely, it's possible that one is mechuyev to do something, and if he doesn't do it, so he has an avera, he's in a battle and esther, I say. But when he does do it, he's not doing a chet of mitzvah. He's not doing it. Kedushin. So if you want to get married, you have to get married for Dushin, and when you are Mekadish, you are Mekadish, you should have right to say, just like putting on Tfilin. Tzitzes, with the right to say, you're not Mechuyev, to put on it out, a beggar with other countries and Tzitzes. But if you do it, so you are Mekadish, Dushin, the same thing. But Geirishin is only Chiyuv Aseh, but there is no Kimah. Why is it strange? In other words, it's an Avere if you don't give her a get. But when you do give her a get, so you have no Avere. Except the Midrash Avere, it's not a nice thing anyway. The Sifat Hasidim says that the only reason as to why the Torah recognized the union of get is like the Halacha of Yifaseya. Because the Torah took cognizance of human frailty, and it's the best thing, sometimes the best thing to give her a get. I mean, it's better than, let's say, than be together and fight all the time. So it's a concession to human frailty. It's a Hasidim said that. It's not mine for Hasidim. It's a Hasidim said that. It's a Dibra Teirah L'Kenei Yitzharah, like the Aloha of Yifasteya. Like the Aloha of Yifasteya. Now the same thing is true of Yifasteya too. The Rambam mentions,
yeah.
One second, the Rambam mentions the Mitzvah Reish Chof Halek. He said, Tzibonu Midin Yeish Yifasteya. So, in other words, what is the Aloha of Yifasteya? Hoshakta was, or just to go through a certain procedure with your personnel, your service nature with your personnel, I mean, all these things. And then the Hakim told me a little about us, so he kind of meets them. Then we say, when he's engaged in taking the Hasteya, and the nonny comes and knocks the door, it's for none, it's not the standard. It's with deep water, all the Kinegit, it's a rara, and Mora says that one who marries the Yifasteya will save she actually been say on Mere, so it's Ra. But the Torah was moderate. It's mentioned in Mina Mitzvahs. It's mentioned in Mina Mitzvahs. So, in other words, and I think that the Chinuch says, if somebody takes the Yifasteya and doesn't fulfill all these requirements, he's moderate. But when he does do all the required things, not any kind of mitzvah. So there are such mitzvahs. The question is, which mitzvahs are these mitzvahs? So Rashi says, Geirishin is such a mitzvah because there is a Nidud Avera in Geirishin. Nidud Avera, Ischach Avera. There is a semblance of sin in being regarded as a wife. But if he doesn't give her a gift, He is not there. But there is no kin on it. I think that this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam is because the Mishnah is Medayik. That there are three categories. There are one category is Chayvah, must. Like Tefillin, Teaching Prayer, Tzuki, it's a must. Then there is Eina Chayvah. Eina Chayvah. What is Eina Chayvah? Tzitzis. Doesn't have to be a bigot of our compass. But when he does put on the bigot in our compass, it's just in kind of it's in the same way as he's in kind the mitzvahs to him. The Mara says, Shkulo tzitzis kne God there, go to his heart, even though it's not a mass. But he has a kima mitzvah. And then there is like Gerash and Shkite. Gerashim and Shrite. So, Gerashim, of course there is no Kinah. There is a Midud Avera. Shrite has a Sholim, that's a Midud Avera. So, but there is no Kinah Mitzvah. And then the Rambam calls the Shush the number. So, the Halacha of Eisim Mitzvah, but of the Mitzvah wouldn't apply to Shrite. Somebody would be also in Shrite. Shreskot, of course it will apply. But Shreskot will not apply, and then the nun will be knocking at the door, so he cannot say, I told him, of course, we expect him to take pause in the middle of the shrike, then the behemoth will become available because of Shia and so on. But after he finishes shechting one behemoth, even though his plan was to shecht 100 behemoths, but he's a shechting, he's not a house today, you know, time thing, so I have a busy day in the course of the day or in the course of maybe 1 hour. I mean, everything is done, you know, quickly, jet service. So then he cannot do that. He has to stop and then keep going and we done it. Because there is no pain. There is no pain. Actually. Of course, there is a certain number. But then you ask, so why is there a pain? Why is there a war? So, the task she means in the Kashrute, the Dibir Kashrute is not a blessing. All right, but from certain machine, it appears that he's a blessing. And the problem with the Dibir Kashrute, the answer is, Dibir Kashrute is not contingent upon the achievement. If Chachamim or Misakim, a broche on certain mitzvahs that if you don't do it, you have a battle and essay, so the Chachamim or Misakim broche, even without Kima mitzvah. But that's a shush, not no mitzvah altogether. And it was a dying also. In the Rabbonim, there is a chiyuv to be neto yodash, if you die. But there is no Kima mitzvah. It's not a mice mitzvah to wash your hands. There is a chiyuv. After all, the town of Mitzvah Sedayim is because, except according to Amelene, so besides, it's science. Yodayim Askoli is saying, Yodayim Shi is Tume, and Tzrach Tume, so there is a smach of his Kaddishtem, his invasion. But Adar Gesheim, it's according to Adar Gesheim, it's only because of the Tzrach Tumo, because Yodayim Shi is the Tumo. So even by whom? Some Melech HaChomimo, Misakin Echiyot, and if he needs the way to Yodayim, he is not there. He's Mevater and Esther Rabono. But there is no Kinnah. There is no Kinnah in Mitzvah Yodayim. There is no Kinnah in Mitzvah Yodayim. So that's why the Rambam says, says in the Aleph Nuk in Shochet, Shochet is Tov, Avo Mitlasitai Mushrite, Hoyu Bidibri or Shushe, more than Eru Chayva, Atu Shochet La'atzme, Yivorach La'ashrite, Ba'okisu Adam, Ba'unzodai. The only big Chiddush is, I don't think it's difficult, I mean, I will say it without a because the Rambam mentions Kisa Adam also. But look, Kisa Adam, there is a Kima Mitzvah. But it's not difficult to say, inasmuch as Kisa Adam is the Alochim Shrite, is the Alochim Shrite, so in Shrite there is no Kima Mitzvah. So it's one of the Kiyomi Shrite. It's mentioned in Mira Mitzvah in a separate Mitzvah. But it's still a Yalochin Shchite. If somebody shechts a Chayoveik, so he has to mechas it down. And inasmuch as Shchite itself does not involve a Kima Mitzvah, so Kisadam doesn't involve a Kima Mitzvah. That's a bit chiddush. Because the Gemara in Beitze and the Gemara in Pshochin, the Sugi of Heil, says that by Kisadam, the Alocha Pesed Yechalis is there. But that's no hechech, because since there is a chiyuv eshet arayseh, so mele, so there is a loch of eshet yechlisseh. Eshet yechlisseh depends upon the chiyuv eshet, not upon the kiyum eshet. All right. But regarding the Yerushin, there is the chiyuv, and the Rambam says that there is a chiyuv aseh. So, I want to say, it's chiddush, that there is no kiyum. There is no kiyum. And shchite also there is no kiyum. But by shchite there is no nidnud aveiras or melech achon or misakim broche. wenn bei Gerischen, wie der Rashi says, in view of the fact that there is in the Tavere, normal, some melech honim on atin sakin, a broche, in a chil mitzvah, where there is a nibnu Tavere, where there is a nibnu Tavere. But according to the Rambam in the Chinuch, if somebody divorces his wife, he sends her away, let's say, he gets a court divorce, and he doesn't give her a get, so every minute he's in the bathroom of the house. I don't know, I'm not sure, but there is a deal kaloshin in the Ramban, in his Asoges and Ramban Shifa Mitzvahs, from which it appears that the Ramban is held in the Ramban. Referring to mitzvah reish lamed hei in the Sifa Mitzvah. Mitzvah reish lamed hei ki she tzivonu idine v'tnayim v'hu she nabit v'leila v'sheim v'chilos el v'sheim v'ayim v'hu adin l'shor v'bori v'sheim v'chizim משבו הפירוש המקובות והוא אומרי לאילון ריש לנדל והוא אומרי לאילון באמצע הוידו וכסיד חייקי איש ולא שם דימור את איתן כלם שחר עבדי עבר ביישה תכסיד לאילון באמצע הוידו ובו בתירו שהוא משתחר בשם ועין וכבר הסברו משפטי מצווה זו our shleimus b'kedushin b'gidin m'saches kushin and m'saches gidin. So then there is a service of Rambam Kosov Arab v'hamitzvah reish lamed hei shen tzadimu b'din ele tnaim v'hu shen me'abit b'leila v'shen l'chiru z'alo v'shen v'ayim l'fidaiti sh'shtay mitzvah shen tzadimu shen me'abit b'knaim b'leila ולא נשחרר על יסי בחינם. ומסתבינו אית, שנפי ראשים אלייני, יהיה בן חירי, ומותה בבס ישראל. וכמי שהניסות מבעגית שתי מצוות, כנאי לו בשביל. So, the Rambam includes in one mitzvah of dinner time, two things. Are implicit in that mitzvah reish lamed day of dinner at night. One is that yes, we mishtabed in the at night, kolam shachar avdei in the b'yesh. And two is that if he removes an eiver of the eved, so he's mechuyet to free. So both things are included in one mitzvah saseh of shetzivon of the night. So he says, the Ramban says, no, it's two separate mitzvah saseh. One mitzvah saseh is da'aloche of kolam shachar avdei v'besh. Another separate mitzvah is that if he removes an eved rosh yivorim of the eved, so he must be shachar. Just as kedushin and gerushin are two mitzvahs, so these two are two mitzvahs. Uchmei shanisun v'agerushin shtei mitzvahs kinei lo bishon. That's what Ramban says. Aber wie Salah al-Beitcho, wie Omri, sie in Mitzvah, שיהיה בולוב מצופה ליצי לחיוס, אחרי השחיסי הסני, והיפי לשיני, שהרי בלקבול האמרים שהוא כנס, ואין יצסה זה כנס, שאין לימה במשן סתבים ומלכיר יסעלה, לעשי זה שיהיה כנס בשום פעם. So he says, you shouldn't think that since there is a separate assay between the Nian assay, the Nian mitzvahs of releasing Bin Shachar and Ebed, whose Roshi Yivori, Yochodin, removed, that it's a real mitzvah assay. It's not just to say a real mitzvah assay. After all, it's a knas. So it's a knas. אבל ניסאו על ביתך ואומרי שהיא מצווה שיהיה בולוב מצווה ליציא לחיוס אחרי השחיצי הסיני הגיד לשיני שהרי בלקבול האמרים שהוא כנס ומצווה עשי כנס שאין לימה במה שנסתבינו ואין סוכר ניסאו על עשי זה שיהיה כנס בשביל פעם אבל העניין הזה הוא דין מן הדין שמצטבינו לשלם לבטניני שיחו גופי בדמייני ושיני ומייסון בינבולו בבזן ישחררו איזה בתשלום מהנזק ומכל מוקי ביצה בפני עצמו תימונה ככל הדין שמונו הרב וחיגי מצווה סגיר So it says that even though according to Yishiti, so Leilam and Sabeidu, of course, not to be Yishachir and Eret, and the halachim of being Yishachir, when you're in the Rosh Yivor, are two mitzvahs, Nimina mitzvahs, you shouldn't think it's a real mitzvah. How does Shabbat say mitzvah? I mean, it's a knas, it's a kind of mitzvah, what? He comes as himself. It's not child. So what is the Ramban saying in effect? That when an Odin is Mishacher and Evet, who's ignoring the removed, so he's not the kind of it. He's not the kind of it. But still, it is Nimne in the Nina Mitzvahs. It is Nimne in the Nina Mitzvahs, just like Gerish is Nimne in the Nina Mitzvahs. Doesn't that mean that by Gerish there is no Kina Mitzvah? By Gerish there is no Kina Mitzvah. And the Pshat is, even by Gerish, the Rashbo says that by Gerish there is no Kina Mitzvah. So the Rashbo mentions a riot, there is no Kima Mitzvah, because the Langarish is the Rishayno Atum, they are very old noise. So there is a Midrash there. But the question is, suppose there is no Midrash there, let's say, if the woman committed adultery, then he is mechuyev to divorce her, there is an escape for him to divorce her. Let there be a brochem, a Birkas HaMitzvah. That can't solve, plain terrors is, the Chachomim were not in Yisake, in Yibroche, in this rare and unusual situation, because generally there is Nidva there. But it's also true, I think, that even when he divorces his wife, but because she was Nizane, he has to do it. Bezlu will be keeping, be shaping, Hakoye, until he divorces her. But he will not marry himself. In other words, let's say the divorce is engaged in giving the get to a wife who is Mizan. He's not good, he's very sleeping. And then an Oni will approach him. So he told Oni, don't bother me. I'm engaged now in a mitzvah. I have to divorce my wife. So he's still not the guy in mitzvah. Because Gerashi is a mitzvah in the sense, if you don't do it, so sometimes you have an aveir, but if you, when you do it, Then I'm coming. Anyway, der ganze Symptomoki mitzvah bifni atzri timone bichol adin shimono ara uchigei mitzvah sagirashi. But so the Ramban could be explained that way, then there wouldn't be any Chiddush Ramban. But I am bothered by the last expression in the Ramban. Mikol lokim mitzvah bifnei atzmei dimone ki chol hadin shemona arav uchegin mitzvah yesh. What does it mean, chol hadin? Because the Rambam has a number of mitzvahs, let's say, shetzivonu din mitzishema kleima shetzivonu leolkeise jitei nishtirei vipishipovol gamkin loisi elish ketz mitzvah reishetes mitzvah reishchof shetzivonu bidinam fate bidinam fate vomu yisau yed fate ish en shetzivonu mitzvah reishchof gimu שציבונו בדין סייטה ואומרו לסבורך איש כסיסי שתי ואתה בדין סייטה ואתה בסיססי ואתה בתקנו בסיססי ואתה בסיססי so is the din of סייטה מי מיצווה? מיצווה ריש למלבות גרם שציגונו בדין חבר וחבר ואומרי יישר לבריב למשה מיצווה ריש למזיין שציגונו לא דין בדין אשר ואומרי יישר להחליד אשר תחביד אשר מיצווה ריש למתחס שציגונו לא דין בדין אבר מיצווה ריש למתס שציגונו להיריז בדין אגנר שנתכניסה איסי בדין תשמלכי ותשמלבו בחמישו ונהגי ולבוד מחזרס ונתראי מצווה ריש מם שציבונו בדין ההבר איש בואו נסבר כי יבאי ריש מצווה ריש מבית שציבונו בדין שנחינו מצווה ריש מבימו שציבונו בדין שסוחו וסייחר שדין שני מחות מצווה ריש מדלת שציבונו בדין שער מצווה ריש ממהי שציבונו בדין מקח וממך מצווה ריש מבוב שציבונו בדין תן ומיפו מצווה ריש ממחס שהיראינו בדין נחלס and then you have and מצווה קובזייר שציבונו ביזדונו ביתום הסנס מצווה קובחס שציבונו ויורנו במשחיתי מינידו. דין, זה בצנת, אם מתססי, בצלוחס. סוחל זה שייך לצי, מתססי, שציבונו ויידון מתמסמס. What kind of מתססי זה? He was becoming himself a mess, so what? In other words, so the Chinuch says in regard to all these mitzvahs I say, but Tzibonu v'din t'masmes, Tzibonu v'din shmachinot, Tzibonu v'din shmasocho, Tzibonu v'din mechonemcha, that the Bezdin has to pass and adjudicate in accordance with the dinim of shmachinot. So if, let's say, if somebody has a victor with the shmachinot, and then they come to Bezdin, and Bezdin does not adjudicate the conflict in accordance with the Cheshmishte in the battle in Ersin. So that's the meaning of all the mitzvahs asei of Tzibonu Bidin, Bidin Tumasnes, Bidin Meinido, Bidin Shmechinon, Bidin Mechachomemcha, and so on. Not that there is a mitzvah incumbent upon the person, even in the same way as by Shrite. By Shrite, so there is a Chivas. I say, according to Rambam, there is no Chiyumis. There is only a Mitzvah Chiyumis. There is no Chetz of Mitzvah, of a meritorious deed in Shach. There is only, if he doesn't Shach, he's Mivayez Naveya, he's Mivatlanes. Mashiach came. שציבונו ויזדונו בתומס נס, שציבונו ואירונו במישהו ימידו, שציבונו בדין שמחינום, בדין הגנב, בדין ההדר, בדין שמחינום, בדין שמסוחו, בדין שייר, במחנמך, שציבונו בדין נחלס, that's all with the demon. And who is me what will they say? The best, who doesn't take care of it in accordance with the demon of Nachles, in accordance with the demon of Nechomemcha and Torah. Not the Yochid, that the Yochid is Mivatlanes. Now, here the Roshna Ramban is, Umikoloke Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma Timone. In other words, the chiyuv of Bin Mishacher and Evet Naimi, whose Rosh Yivor in the Odin removed, Kir Shikumbo Mkomo Ki Mitzvah Bnei Asma Timone, Ki Chol Hadin Shemono Arav, Uchidei Mitzvah Sagirah. So like this, I would say, what the Rambam means is simply that there is no Kiyo Masel. What the Rashbo says, it's only a chivas in Avera if he doesn't give away it. And the same thing is true if an ordinary removed Rosh Yivori of the Rebnaim, let's say, he knocked out the tooth from the Rebnaim, and he didn't give him Shashiro. So he has an Avera, he's not a Flanese. But the Roshna Rambam is, who we call Mokin Mitzvah, if he asked me to money, ki chol hadin in Shemonah, uchi dein Zesagirash. ככל הדין שמונה רב, it probably means דין שמחינו שנסתבינו בדין שמחינו, שנסתבינו בדין שמסוחו, שנסתבינו בדין שייר, שנסתבינו בדין נחלס, שנסתבינו בדין תומו and so on. So that's the Hilchos Gerasht. In other words, if Bezdin is not misader the get to din, so in Bavlanese, in the same way the Chinuch says, if there is a Dintor, between the Shnachinum and Balabais, and the Bezdin doesn't adjudicate the Victoria properly in accordance with the Dinim, so they have an Avera. So, I mean, it's not the foolish in the Ramban, but the fact that the Ramban was Madgish emphasized the expression, Umikomo ke Mitzvah with Niatzmi Timone, ki chol hadin shemonara, uchigein tzaskirash. So, it tends to indicate the Ramban is chilik on the Ramban. I'm not sure, but that's how it's mashma. Whereas according to the Ramban, So Dereshi is not like Dinshinachim. Dinshinachim, there is no big lesson. It's a Vimulode, Sambez, is the Chinuch point turns out. So here, but Gereshin is different. Gereshin, the Chinuch says, if a husband sends away his wife, he doesn't want to live with her, and he doesn't give her a get, so every minute of the day he's in the battle and he has an aver. Every minute that he refuses to give her a get, he has an aver, a battle and but according to Ramban, it's like Shinachima. And then he says, so on one hand, he says that being Mishacher and Eretnaimi, who's Roshi Yvonne, the Oden, removed, so he should be counted as a separate Mitzvah Saseh, like the Shinachinim, like the Shimosoko, like the Mechamemcha, like the Nachles, and so on. And on the other hand, he says, Uchidim Mitzvah Sagerash. Doesn't that tend to indicate that Mrs. Gereshin is also like Dinshin Achim? No Chivasei. So, in other words, there is never a Chivasei to be begin. So, there are certain situations where person forces the husband to be begin. That the source of the wife forces, or let's say, where she was the son, so then person forces him to give her a get, even if the wife will not ask for it, you see. But let's say, if the husband is in the shrine and so on, you know, or if the husband is in Eirate, so Kate needs Eirate. So that's not the Mitzvah Sasei of theirs. There is no Mitzvah Sasei of theirs, if we must have the gospel. I mean, that's a Chiddush, because the Kashkes is, and the Rambam and the Chiddush both say explicitly that if somebody divorces his wife, and he doesn't give her a get, so he's in the battle every minute. He's in the battle and essay. But from the Ramban, it's not much more than that. Now, until when is the thing? Until 12:45? Okay. So we still have at least 30 minutes.
Six minutes.
Okay. What do you mean 6 minutes? First you said 11 minutes, then you say 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you lazy? In Christ's Bakery, I introduced sometimes it happens very, very sudden. Very, very sudden. But it happens. The machine stops. So if the machine stops, let's say for more than 6 minutes, so then they have to throw away all the dough. And a certain rabbi, you know, so they are such rabbis, you know, who volunteer their lundis. So Mr. Schweit told that rabbi that I introduced that upon him. That if it stops for more than 6 minutes, they have to throw away all the dough in the machine. Yeah, the machine. So Mr. Schweit told the late Mr. Schweit, Jeremy Schweit, told him to a certain law. And that Rob wanted to show his one day, so he threw it was not his own age, he kept it with. As long as he didn't stop for 18 minutes, you don't have to throw away the dough. Then Mr. Schweit complained to me, Rabbi, what is, why you cause me so much force and this and that? So there I introduced that upon it, even though the Shio Chinitz is 80 minutes, as a safeguard. But in regard to giving the Shia, so I don't think that we have to make safeguards. So you know I'm there. Even if I feel the Shia at 1 o'clock, so there will still be no Isa.
So what was your answer to Mrs. Strike?
I told him the truth. It's the same guy. That's why people say little knowledge is much more dangerous than no knowledge. If Getzrob didn't know the halacha of Shiochim, would say, he wouldn't cause trouble to me. But because he knew that halacha, and that he didn't know when to apply it and when not to apply it, so I had trouble. Now, I didn't want to go over a single eyelid because I was afraid if I'll go over a single eyelid, I'll never discuss the Shittas Rambam. Now, one right, the first right. Not all halachot is vav. Not all halachot mevorech al mitzvah asur. Shekidim sheyigbi yosri lechivosi. Avo in birech kedim sheyitayo, mevorech liti lulet, mulechi basuki. Kos v'aybeta, hini lidvorov, in shochach be'atif asites, o in banoch asitimu, ולבירך פילופי שנזכיר ויבורך מבורך על עתיף הסיציס ועל הנוחסטים. In other words, suppose of course the Rambam Shitty is that there is no birkas ha-mitzvah even the Erev Lachas Yosef. But only if the mitzvah had been completed completely. But if there is still a kilah mitzvah, even though a substantial part of the mitzvah has already been fulfilled, so then there is a bracha. But just as the Rambam says, not all the salulet mivorech on the first, shechim sheikbi yotzei chavosim, avol in birch tedim sheikbeil mivorech litilulet kumelish pasuke. The same thing should apply to tzitzes and to hanochas tefil. In other words, what is the bracha? And tzitzis, we certainly tzitzis, not how. We have a bracha of our mitzvah tzitzis in regard to a telescope. But that is not such a dollar portion. I told you that in the Kveda Rav, the sefer that was given out by my brother of Kishibea, so there is one simen, he discusses why some of the shame, the Kolbe, other shame. There's the mitzvah, there are more paschal like that. A talis godel, you say, we sati diseases. We sati and play and talis cotton. So you say, al. There's no ito, but you say, al. And you say, al. I'll tell you, it's a very long simen, and I don't expect you to go over the whole simen because it discusses climate diseases, and you have to go over the humorous. I once in Alochashir, I mentioned it briefly in Alochashir when we learned Vilchasisis last year, so I mentioned it. But I might as well mention briefly what he said. He said as follows. Now, there is, first of all, why do we shame? Many of the shame are chilek on the whole deal. That there's a difference between the real talis, so you say Misatim Pitsitsis, and the talis cotton, you say Al Misis. So, it's one with the cities, why different broches? So he says as follows. Now, there's a Mandoma in Gimore who says that cities is Chivas money. We don't pass like that. According to Mandoma, the cities is Chivas money, so it means even if you don't put on a baguette with four corners, suppose you have a baguette with four corners in the closet, hanging all the time in the closet, and you never put it on. So according to that mandala, you have to put in tithes in that baguette. If you own a baguette with four corners, you have to put on tithes. You don't put in tithes, so then you are mivatlenes. The other mandala says the tithes is not chavis mami, it's chavis gavra. And that's the way we all the Rishonim pass. That it's chavis gavra. That if it becomes seudot, then you don't have to put in tithes. Only if you put it on. But there is mandala who says that even if you don't put it on, you are also mechuyev, so to put in tithes. What does it mean, according to that mandala? That it's a chiyuv on the chepche. Even if you don't, even if the gavra doesn't put on the baguette. So my father says that even the mandoma, I wish I had a chumash here, but you shouldn't go on because it's late already. Even the mandoma who says that chivas gavre is also needed, that there is a mitzvah on the chepze, perchitz, because they are two parashas. In tithes. One parasha is in Shlach, in the Chumash Vamibo. That's the third parasha of Krishna. Vosho and tithes are contradicted there, and then there is the Pasuk in Tisei, dealing with Tase, are contradicted Susho. So there are two parashas. So the parasha of Vosho and tithes are contradicted there, that is descriptive of the chiyuv and the gavre, that is incumbent upon the gavre. If the gavre puts on a baguette, is lovish with the baguette of our countess, so he's mechuyev to put in tithes. So he's mechuyev to put in tithes. If he's misatim in the baguette of other countess, he's mechuyev to put in tithes. But then the possibility they say, dealing with Tamfretase or Kampik Susho, that's a halach in the Chepzi. That's a holding on Noma of the Tzchivas Mone. So it's implicit in the Pasuk in the Seitzi, not in